This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hi, radio listeners. This is your host, Howie Baum, doing my weekly reading of interesting articles from the May and June issue of Wired Magazine. At the end of last week, I started an article that the title was Women at the Bottom of the World. They go to Antarctica with dreams of studying the unknown. What they discover there is the stuff of nightmares. And as I read more of this article, I had just started it last week, it had too many negative things in it, in my opinion, not the opinion of Radio Reading Services. So I am going on to another article. It's a long one, to be into it in several parts, about Reddit. And so the title of that one is, Can the Internet's Greatest Authenticity Machine Survive Wall Street? When thousands of subreddits went dark in protest last summer, it exposed the tension at the core of Reddit on the eve of the company's IPO. Now that synthetic media is flooding the Internet, does the web's most reliably human forum represent a gold mine for investors or an old-fashioned dumpster fire? It starts off, Alicia Vidilock was 11 years old when she started searching for people like her on the Internet. What she found back in the early 2000s was not at all what she hoped for. Being trans online was not really a thing, she says. There was fetish stuff for it, and there were stories about transformation, but it was either porn or porn. So Vidilock was especially grateful about a decade later when she started exploring Reddit. She was still closeted to her family and friends, and finding a place where she could speak with other trans people kept her sane, she says. On Reddit, trans people had strength in numbers and power against the aggravation of trolls. Through an elaborate system of volunteer moderators, Reddit allows its communities, called subreddits or subs, to cultivate their own rules, cultures, and protections. The subs that Vidilock frequented, such as Vidilock is her name, frequented such as Ask Transgender and r/MTF, were particularly good at fencing out harassment. It felt like I could make myself known there, she says. For Vidilock, her lurking on Reddit became a prelude to posting every now and then, which ultimately became a prelude to making herself known in the real world. And in 2017, she started to transition. A couple of years later, she tuned into a video of a trans woman playing piano on Reddit's live streaming service, r/pan, and was moved to watch as moderators shot down one vicious comment after another. The spectacle inspired her to become a moderator herself. The 33-year-old software developer who lives in New York went on to volunteer about 5 hours a day, 7 days a week, exorcising spam, breaking up fights, and removing hateful slurs on a handful of subreddits, including r/LGBT, one of Reddit's larger subs. She joined the ranks of more than 60,000 mods who manage subreddits, ranging from the creative, such as r/nosleep, a community of people who write first-person horror fiction, and the supportive r/redditsinrecovery, to the predictably crass, which is at r/ratemypoo, and the unpredictably disgusting r/5050, a 2.2 million member community for sharing blind links, where about half lead to something stomach-turning. For good and for ill, Reddit has long been an island of authenticity in an increasingly artificial world, a place where real people, hiding behind the privacy of fake names, share their rabid enthusiasms, expertise, and morbid thoughts, where viral memes and movements bubble up from a primordial soup of upvotes and chatter, where a million users each donate $1 to a stranger just to make a millionaire for the fun of it, and where people with drinking problems, parenting crises, crushing debt loads, or gender confusion could find one another and compare notes on the struggle. Parentheses, Reddit, by the estimate of an adult industry expert, also has more porn than Pornhub, an assertion Reddit disputes. After years as a relatively quiet user, Vidilok gained a whole new appreciation for Reddit as a volunteer. She had also moderated on Discord, but there was no comparison. Reddit mods shared tools and tricks that empowered them to be far more preemptive and strategic. Sometimes, for example, trolls post vicious comments and then quickly delete their account or the comment itself, a drive-by tactic that helps them evade detection and penalties. As a Reddit mod, Vidilok had a free third-party app at her disposal that allowed her to hunt down those deleted comments retroactively. Being a Reddit mod, also, Vidilok realized, gave her the ear of a major social media company. For a website with 73 million daily users and more than 100,000 subreddits, Reddit paid staff is remarkably small, about 2,000 employees and a few hundred contractors in San Francisco, New York, and a handful of cities outside the United States. Whenever staff asked moderators for feedback, Vidilok stepped up. She got on phone calls, book surveys, answered repeated questions about her experience. What keeps you here? How do you identify bad apples? When Reddit rolled out new features, Vidilok always offered to give them a try. And so it was that in early June 2023, a staffer on Reddit's community management team, the part of the company that deals most directly with moderators, asked Vidilok and a few other volunteer leaders to join a video call with Reddit co-founder and CEO Steve Huffman. The executive wanted to smooth over fast-spreading concerns about a recently announced policy change. For the first time, the company would charge for access to its application programming interface, or API. The system by which software developers from outside the company had been pulling content from Reddit for nearly 15 years. On the call, Huffman told Vidilok and the other moderators that Reddit had no choice but to charge for access. He later said it was losing tens of millions of dollars to support companies, big and small, that were dipping into its 17 billion forum posts and comments for free. Reddit wanted to start extracting fees from entities like OpenAI and Google, which had scraped the site's data to train large language models that power generative AI programs like ChatGPT and Gemini. In a sense, Huffman's plan got at the crux of Reddit's value to the Internet. Alexis Ohanian, who founded Reddit with Huffman in the mid-2000s, but severed ties with the company years ago, argues that Reddit's status as an island of wild authenticity will only become more precious and sought after as ChatGPT and DALL-E flood the world with machine-made content. Now here was Huffman with an idea that would harness some of that value, and, in his view, secure Reddit's survival by charging admissions to the machines. Vidilock and the other mods didn't see it that way. In fact, Huffman Call lit the fuse on a rebellion that would rage across Reddit for weeks. To the mods, it was fine if Reddit wanted to prevent itself from being cannibalized by the likes of OpenAI, but API fees were also bound to cannibalize Reddit's own community. Thousands of apps had evolved over the years to serve the needs of millions of users and mods, often built by solo developers, to compensate for what they felt were inadequacies of Reddit's own systems. Reddit's new policy mods worried that could lay that ecosystem to waste. Within 5 days, moderators in charge of thousands of subreddits launched a protest, blocking access to their forums for days, confusing oblivious users, endangering millions in ad revenue, and igniting a PR crisis big enough to light the sky. Ohanian calls the 2023 rebellion bigger and longer than any conflict the platform had seen before, and its timing was disastrous. Reddit was, and as of press time, still is on the brink of an initial public offering. The imposition of API fees was meant to demonstrate that Reddit could establish a substantial new revenue stream. It also showed something else, that the risk of future mod uprisings was an enduring threat to Reddit's ads business, which drove 98% of the company's $804 million in revenue last year. That's why the rancor for the past year has been a big deal, says Jeremy Goldman, who analyzes social media for the market research firm eMarketer. Reddit's whole strategy, he says, is dependent on the loyalty of mods. In the months since the rebellion, Wired has spoken with more than 60 people, moderators and Reddit employees or contractors, both current and former, across engineering, sales, policy, security, partnerships, product recruiting, and data science, most of whom requested anonymity to protect job prospects and reveal confidential information. While many of them respect Huffman and love Reddit, these sources question the company's capacity to satisfy the lofty expectations for sales and user growth that Wall Street has imposed on recent tech IPOs. Documents released on the eve of Reddit's IPO add some shading to the picture. The company's revenue growth slowed in the past 2 years, and average daily users worldwide fell in 3 of the past 12 quarters. Several years ago, the company projected it would top $1 billion in ad revenue by 2023, but it fell short by roughly 20%. The company also lost about $91 million last year. But the same documents also make the case for Reddit's deeper value. In a recent letter to potential investors, Huffman cast Reddit's efforts to generate revenue as being in the early stages and highlighted ongoing efforts to make the platform faster and easier to use, including with the help of AI. The 40-year-old said he is particularly proud of the way Reddit comes to the aid of users in difficult moments when they may not be comfortable turning to anyone else but a crowd of strangers. More than 4 years ago, he said, he himself turned to r/stopdrinking for help. The question, in other words, isn't just whether Reddit can meet the expectations of investors. It's whether a vast and beloved institution can survive to guide the next Alyssa Vidlock or Steve Huffman to the other side of a crisis. One day in the spring of 2005, Huffman and Ohanian, then a pair of college housemates at the University of Virginia, traveled to Boston to attend a lecture by tech investor Paul Graham. They were hoping Graham would autograph a copy of his book and, pressing their luck, that they'd be able to pitch him over coffee. When Graham agreed to hear them out, the two fourth years told him their big idea, a mobile platform that would allow customers of places like Sheetz, S-H-E-E-T-Z, the Mid-Atlantic convenience store chain, to order sub sandwiches from their phones while, say, pumping gas. Graham was about to launch a startup incubator called Y Combinator, and he was impressed by the young undergrads. But to secure a spot in Y Combinator's first class of startups, Graham told them, they needed a new idea. He even crystallized it for them. They should create a front page of the internet, a real-time forum for links to satisfy the curious and the bored. B-O-R-E-D. To seal the deal, YC gave them $12,000 in seed funding and a preposterously short timeline. Huffman, who had been programming since he was 8 years old, coded the platform over 3 weeks late that spring. Ohanian came up with the name Reddit, as in I read it. Every day he sketched versions of what he described as a genderless alien mascot named Snoo, S-N-O-O, as in what's new. When it launched, Reddit let users vote on whether an item was interesting or boring, and those votes determined the order in which the items appeared. To attract users by making the site appear lively, Huffman and Ohanian created Sock Puppet, or fake accounts. Sam Altman, who was working on his own YC startup, became one of Reddit's first real users. Chris Slow and the late hacker activist Aaron Swartz put aside their YC projects to help Huffman with engineering. Within a year, Reddit began allowing comments and opening forums for topics like sports, politics, and programming, and one called NSFW, or Not Safe for Work. On all these subreddits, people whose posts garnered significant upvotes built up karma, a publicly visible but secretly calculated measure of someone's contributions to Reddit, inspired by scoring systems in video games. On Halloween 2006, just 16 months after they founded the company, Huffman and Ohanian sold Reddit to Condé Nast in a deal worth $10 million and agreed to stay on as leaders for at least 3 years. Parentheses, Condé Nast, which is owned by Advance Magazine Publishers, is the publisher of Wired Magazine. End parentheses. Condé viewed Reddit as a place to experiment and where the magazine company could build out new ideas online. But by 2009, according to users, Reddit's website was as bare bones as before the sale. Ohanian and another person familiar with the corporate politics say the site's growth was stymied by Condé Nast's uncertain desires for the property and Ohanian's self-acknowledged mismanagement. Reddit was awash in half-baked pursuits, including a short-lived iPhone app, iReddit, and a path to sustainable revenue wasn't yet evident. After the co-founders' three-year contracts expired on Halloween of 2009, Huffman and Ohanian left for new pursuits. Slow, S-L-O-W-E, and the handful of other staffers left behind at Reddit, now contending with the fallout from a global recession, stumbled through experiments with selling ads and subscriptions. Neither Condé execs nor users were pleased, but they managed to keep the website alive. Anyone could now open a subreddit, and by January 2011, Reddit had 57,000 of them. That year, the company began operating as a subsidiary of Condé Nast's parent company, Advance, which let it function more like a startup. Parentheses, Advance still owns a 30% stake. Close parentheses. Amid the changes, Ohanian came back via a seat on Reddit's board. Unfortunately, in what would become a recurring theme, Reddit's small staff had trouble keeping up with the explosion of new toxic subreddit communities. In September 2011, CNN's Anderson Cooper aired a segment about a subreddit called r/jailbait that was associated with unconscionable images of children. Reddit soon banned the community. r/jailbait didn't stand alone. Media outlets, civil rights groups, and some users called out communities that trafficked in misogynist conspiracy theories, intimate images stolen off of celebrities' emails, and iCloud accounts, and actual AR-15 rifles that had SNOO emblazoned on them with Reddit's permission. Racist, bigoted comments often spilled out from these toxic hotbeds into other subreddits. For the mods, the work of keeping their spaces welcoming, not hateful, grew exhausting. Mods and users were also frustrated at times with buggy experiences on Reddit's mobile website. Parentheses, its own in-house app was years away from relaunching. End parentheses. So several developers created surrogate mobile apps which pulled content via the free API. One of them, made by a developer named Andrew Shu, S-H-U, was an Android app called Riff, R-I-F, for Reddit is Fun, that packaged up Reddit content and drew millions of downloads. Reddit even licensed its name to Riff for a few years for a fee. The independent apps kept users engaged but left Reddit proper with fewer eyeballs to sell to advertisers. Investors didn't seem to mind the bleeding at the margins. In 2014, Altman, rich from selling his Y Combinator startup Loop, led a $50 million infusion of funding for Reddit, along with contributions from celebrities, including Snoop Dogg and Jared Leto. 2 months later, Reddit CEO Yisheng Wong quit, worn out, citing significant detrimental effects the job had on his personal life. Altman and the board promoted Ellen Pao, P-A-O, then the head of strategic partnerships, to interim CEO, making her Reddit's fifth leader in 5 years. She instantly became an ally to users and mods who had railed against the horrid subreddits and an instant enemy to those who wanted to troll. Pao banned porn sharing that didn't have subjects' consent and closed several subreddits that targeted black trans and larger-bodied people. Unsurprisingly, one flank of Reddit's user and moderator base loved this. The other decried the actions as censorship. Soon after that decision, Pao lost the support of both flanks. It happened, many volunteers say, when Reddit let go of a beloved communications employee named Victoria Taylor, who was a liaison to many mods. In what would be their first big show of power, pissed off volunteers essentially shuttered hundreds of communities dedicated to the likes of Cats, movies, and Metallica. The protest cowed Reddit's bosses, Ohanian, who had recently become Reddit's executive chair, conceded to the mods in a public post. "Your message was received loud and clear. The communication between Reddit and the moderators needs to improve dramatically." It had become evident that volunteers who were providing what would become millions of dollars in free labor to Reddit annually truly shared control of the services. Huffman, who had gone on to co-found a travel startup called HipMunk, watched these events and fumed. He had had an experience on psychedelic mushrooms. He later revealed in a podcast that opened his eyes to the diversity of humankind. Now he didn't want protesters, trolls, anyone destroying the structure that Reddit provided to legitimate countercultures, and he felt he could corral the miscreants. Huffman also feared that without him, Reddit would overreact and then fail, just like its one-time rival, Digg, D-I-G-G, which had never fully recovered after a redesign stripped users' voting power and drove them away. Reddit's board had their own concerns. The website now had upwards of 200 million regular visitors but had been stagnating. The saying was, a former senior executive put it, "You're growing slower than the internet." Reddit needed direction. Huffman felt compelled and supported by board members Ohanian, Altman, and Bob Sauerberg, then the president of Condé Nast, to run toward fire. "I've gotten the increasingly strong feeling that Reddit needs me more than ever," Huffman told the New York Times. "We have an opportunity to be this massive force of good in the world." By July 10, 2015, Pale was out. Huffman was back, and now he was facing an audacious goal that had been set by the board, one that would open advertisers' wallets, get to 1 billion users. Reddit's moderators each comes to the task differently. Power can be a big draw. U/N8THEGR8 grew his flock until he was moderating subreddits that had, all told, 301 million members, making him the most prolific mod ever. Some want to share their expertise, like the team of history buff moderators at r/AskHistorians, or the scientific illustrators u/TinyLongWing, who helps amateur birders on r/WhatsThisBird. Others are super users who spend enough time on Reddit to get wise to its faults, such as u/RamsesThePigeon, started out by posting absurdist fiction about, say, honey badgers or Ouija boards to the comedy subreddit r/funny. As he read the room, he noticed groups of users that commented only on each other's posts, often using similar or verbatim language. He had discovered spambot rings, a persistent scam on Reddit. "The more I posted, I started recognizing patterns in the way the site worked," he says. Well, folks, that wraps up this reading of the articles in the May and June issue of Wired Magazine. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. I will continue reading from it next week. This is your host, Howie Baum, wishing you a great day.